Hey, good morning. 7:10, Brock Hunter.
What's up?
What's up, you ace? Quick look at your forecast today. We do have a winter storm watch Tuesday afternoon through Wednesday night for the entire area. 100% chance of rain mixing and changing over to snow. Today, high of 38. Tonight, cloudy, 100% chance of snow. 2 to 4 inches are possible, low of 30. Tomorrow, more snow, another 2 to 4 inches possible, with spots ending with around 5 to 6 total, high of 32. Then Thursday, going to see some more lake effect snow. We got a chance for it. High of 25. Friday, high of 24. So a little bit colder, and then warming up into next week, but still pretty brisk the next couple days, if you will. So
a little
last snow. Hopefully it's the last one of the year. Yeah. Like I said, I just want to make sure we can go ice fishing this weekend, and then I'm done with it. I don't want to do any more winter activities.
Well, when you put all your winter stuff away, it's going to snow again. That's just how it works.
Yeah, but I haven't yet, though. That's the problem. I still got it all out. I got all my fishing gear out, and I got my snow pants out, boots. I
still have a snowboard in my car from when we went snowboarding.
Ridiculous. Just, come on now. Maybe if we put it away, maybe we're doing it wrong. What'd that gopher say? Who knows? Anyway, let's do your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, the morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777 or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Well, according to a new study, drinking beer can almost double a man's chance at living until at least the age of 90. And it increases women's chances by about 1/3. The study found that the best results come from drinking about 8 ounces of beer a day. But even if you put down a little bit more than that, like 2 or 3 full beers, you're still more likely to make it to age 90 than people who don't drink.
Why?
The researchers say it's just more proof that alcohol in moderation is good for your heart.
Huh.
I swear to God, it's like every other week there's a story. Don't drink, do drink, don't drink, drink in moderation. Binge drink on Sundays. You know, it's like, what? I think it's moderation.
Moderation.
With everything. Just like you shouldn't eat too much red meat or you...
Here's the problem, though. You might be able to live a little bit longer, but you got to get through all the other hold my beer moments up to that point.
Yeah. But see, I'm usually pretty good at 3 beers. Like 3 beers, I'm not doing stupid things. It's when I get to that 10th beer that's when I get stupid. So
you must not have a lot of dangerous things around you at the time then. Because that's true, I guess.
See my wife, for God's sakes?
Yeah, it's very true. It's dangerous.
Dangerous. It's putting myself in dangerous situations.
Huh?
You know, like usually after 10 beers, I'm not out there carving turkeys with a big old, knife.
Right.
That's just dangerous. Don't do it.
Oh, we got to file like 10 beers and Johnny busted out the long darts from 1977.
Exactly. You try and avoid those situations.
Ended up in the hospital with a long dart in my head.
Yeah. It's crazy. And I was 90 years old. It's amazing.
All right.
1982, NASA engineer Lonnie Johnson accidentally invented a pressurized water gun that went on to become one of the coolest summer toys for years. You all know it as the Super Soaker.
Oh, yeah.
Well, now Hasbro is bringing back 3 of the original Super Soakers with the initial air pressure system.
Woo!
This is awesome. While it's pretty clear that Hasbro isn't using the same exact molds, the new $17.99 Super Soaker XP100, the $12.99 XP30, and the $7.99 XP20 look close enough to the originals to trigger nostalgia in a big way. The XP100 is dope.
Dope. You know what's really friggin' ironic? We were talking about it yesterday. Like, literally talking about what happened to Super Soakers.
Yeah, dude, they were great.
And then today, first story we read this morning, Super Soakers are back.
It's because Hasbro listens to us. We're big. They're also Tiger. You know, the old video game thing is bringing back the old handheld video games.
Nice. I used to have the Home Alone one.
Yeah, Home Alone. I remember having like a Solitaire one, had a Yahtzee one.
Mm-hmm.
God, what was that? A bunch of little ones.
They're great, man.
They were fantastic. Well, see, that's what passed the time in the car.
I was gonna
before you had unlimited, YouTube and everything like that.
That got me through road trips to Florida.
And Game Boy was great if you had the light for it, though. If you didn't have the light, once it got dark, you were screwed.
Man, it was kind of expensive back in the day.
Yeah. I think we got ours used at a garage sale, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe Mom and Dad bought me a new one, but it wasn't always new stuff. But I remember playing Earthworm Jim and never being able to get past this one level.
Dude.
Yeah.
Going back. That's God. One of the best ones.
Yeah. The OG the Game Boy. I got a Game Boy at home right now. I bought one.
Earthworm Jim.
It was great.
Game,
you had to
dude.
Whip your little head thingy and everything. Yeah.
Ow.
But I like this. And again, what they're doing is they're aiming at millennials, people our age. Because we do have the money.
What was the biggest Super Soaker you said they were coming out
they
with?
They have the XP100. That's $17.99. And I think that's like the OG.
Yeah,
the white and green one.
Green one. Yeah.
That just, yep. It had
about that big.
That like what? Like 2 liter basically.
Probably like
screw
a liter.
It. Yeah.
Maybe like a liter.
Yeah. Liter and a half.
You know? I think the only problem with the Super Soaker is because I think the very last time I played with one with a bunch of buddies, one of the dudes peed in it.
Yeah, of course. Even better, what you do is you fill it with gasoline, you shoot at pumpkins during Halloween. The pumpkins got those. You got those candles in those pumpkins, fill a Super Soaker full of gas.
You know what, Brock? You're a bad kid. You know
it's not my fault I had 10 beers during Halloween. That's what happened, man.
God,
lastly, we'll end with just real quick, because everyone's heard about it, Harvey Weinstein going to jail.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Mr. Touchy, grabby feeling.
Big surprise.
Good
there.
Lord.
You know, it's not funny at all, but he's not on his walker anymore.
Yeah. Dude, who did he think he was feeling? What kind of just kind of crazy world mindset does he have that like, oh, I'll take a walker into the court and they'll feel sorry for me raping all these people?
Well, let's say, yeah, he did this, he did that, he was touching her. This is like the 18th account. Oh,
yeah.
Oh my God, he's on a walker. He's on a walker.
That's
though.
It. He's fine.
Just let him go.
He's fine.
You know.
They sent Bill Cosby, and he's pretty much blind.
You know?
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Can't go around grabbing people you're not supposed to grab.
No, can't be doing it.
Keep Weinstein. Your hands to yourself, for God's sakes.
Mm-hmm.
It's not hard. It's not hard to do.
Keep an eye on all the Steens out there. I'm sorry. They're putting a bad name on the Steen. If your last name ends with Steen, I'm sorry.
So he had 2 counts. Committing a criminal sexual act and third-degree rape. So we won't be seeing any more Weinstein productions for a while, I don't think.
No.
Unless it's from prison.
Yeah.
Weinstein from prison.
It's Life 2, the movie.
Starring Harvey Weinstein.
And Cosby.
Oh, God.
The Morning Dub. Brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.